Will you pray with me? O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, for you are our rock and salvation. Amen. The Shema, this part of Deuteronomy, which was just read for us, takes its name from its first words in Hebrew, Shema Yisrael, hear, O Israel. It's one of two fixed daily prayers in Judaism. It's said in the morning and in the evening as a daily reminder of your relationship with God. It's a reminder to have God at the forefront of life every day, on waking and on going to bed, when you talk with others and when you teach your children. It's like reciting a marriage vow every single day to remind you of your priority. God loves you, and there are many ways to express your love for God in return through your heart and your mind and your strength. Love the Lord your God with everything that you are. Commit to your relationship with God because God is already committed in relationship with you. The Shema is a fitting reminder of why we do what we do, why we choose to be followers of Christ, and why we choose to give to the church, this little community that we call Epworth. On the surface, it seems like we're making our commitments to keep the lights on and to reach out into the community, but the greater reason that we choose sacrificial giving should be out of love for God, because God loved us first. A covenantal relationship with God is going to mean different things for different generations, but the root of the covenant remains the same. God's grace precedes all and remains steadfast. In the life of Epworth, this is Commitment Sunday. It's a culmination of stewardship, planning, and exploration. It's almost like New Year's Eve. We've spent the last month soul-searching, asking ourselves what we'd like to accomplish as a community in the coming year, asking ourselves where our hearts are and where our treasures are, and how we as individuals can help spark growth. We've planned for the new year, a year full of possibility and potential. We have a new space and can reach out to more people. We can teach each other how to share the love of Christ in the community and build each other up for that mission. We're making our resolutions for the new year. When you turn in your commitments today, it's not just a commitment to this church. The bigger commitment is to God. This church is the means by which great stuff happens in our community, in the lives of individuals and around the world. God works through us. When we bring our tithes and offerings every week, no matter how much, God takes it and multiplies it. And children are introduced to God through Vacation Bible Camp. And young church leaders in the Democratic Republic of Congo get their own Bibles. And Stephen leaders and Stephen ministers receive training to walk alongside people who are struggling. And Epworth is better able to be an open, invitational, and community-centered space. And our youth experience life-changing outreach. And the list goes on. All this is because God is committed to you, and you are expressing your commitment to God through the offering of your gifts. Commitment, no matter how you slice it or in what context you place it, can be an intimidating word. Whether you're committing your heart or your time or your financial gifts, you give with the realization you might not get it back. But here's the good news. The good news of a commitment with God. God gets it that you're nervous or you're reluctant, but God remains all in And you not only get back what you invest, you get more in return. Remember, God takes anything that you give and multiplies it. So if you're out there with your pledge envelope in your pocket and you haven't filled it out yet, out of fear or doubt, consider this. You can't look into the future and know that everything is going to line up perfectly. But planning for the future from a place of fear isn't where God wants you to be. Planning from a space of scarcity isn't where God wants you to be, but placing trust in God makes it easier to cast aside fear and reluctance. Placing trust in God opens our ears to the call of the Spirit and makes it possible to let go of those things that we can't control and the worries that may never come to pass, so that we can live fully into our part of a relationship with God. Commitment is a partnership. Whether it's a commitment of practicality, like a business arrangement, or a commitment of love, like a marriage. When we think of commitments, our minds turn to weddings, with the blessing and exchange of rings and the exchange of vows. When we think of commitment, we might think of military personnel who commit their lives to the service of their country. We think about baptism, where parents and friends and the church family commit to walk alongside the newly baptized and help them grow in their faith. As we embark on a new year full of possibilities, remember this good news. You not only have God as a partner, we have each other. Go to God in prayer for strength and inspiration and direction. Go to each other for support and ideas. Go out into the community and invite people in. When it comes to the work of the church, love is as important as working together in trust and partnership with God and each other. And being motivated by love or anchoring decisions in love sounds a little fluffy. But love is a simpler, all-encompassing word that includes compassion and peace and respect and calm and gratitude and hope. All of these things pressed together and shaken down are part of love. We offer our commitments to God and the church and each other out of love. Your treasures are safe with God. I have a writer friend named Dorit Sasson. She's originally from Haifa, Israel, where she lived in a kibbutz and committed her life to duty in the Israeli Defense Forces and later taught school children. And now she lives in Squirrel Hill in Pittsburgh with her husband and two children. The Tree of Life Synagogue, which was the site of unfathomable violence, was not where she worshiped, but she would walk past it every Sabbath on the way to her synagogue. And she knows many people from her community who worship at Tree of Life. She knew a couple that died and one who is still hospitalized. And I continue to ask myself, what is wrong with us? I asked Dorit, who's experienced everything from the violence in her own neighborhood to bombings in Israel, how she commits to her faith and how she commits to love, loving others. And her response, lean into community, in spite of the urge to pull away and hide, to continue to show up for one another, even when fear is trying to win, to perform random acts of kindness or mitzvot to one another, to remind themselves that we're all human and we are all cut from the same cloth, and that differences should not matter. The common denominator is humanity. In recent days, Dorit says that strangers have stood with her faith family by makeshift memorials and cried right along with them. Total strangers. Muslim organizations in their neighborhood raised money to cover the cost of the burials of the victims from the shooting. And an African-American men's choir stood near the Tree of Life synagogue and sang gospel hymns. Love the Lord with all your heart, mind, and strength. Tell it to your neighbors. Show it to the world. Write it on your doorposts. That is love. Our commitment here today is our response to Shema Israel. Hear everyone that the Lord your God is the one true God. Love God with all your heart and mind and strength. Wear that love on your sleeve. Wear it on your forehead. Bind it to your wrist. Renew and remember your commitment with God in the morning and in the evening. Teach your children about a commitment of faith and help them understand that God was committed to us even before we committed to God. Grace came way before any rules or guidelines that were set into place. Make that commitment part of your house. You have made your commitment part of this house, Epworth. You have made your commitment to this house by showing up, by being in worship, by being in class, by being in prayer for and with one another, and by participating in events. You've committed to Epworth by serving on mission trips and teaching children and reaching into neighborhoods that are struggling. You've committed to Epworth through your tithes and offerings, through anything and everything that you can give. But beyond committing to Epworth with that envelope that's in your purse or your pocket or your hands, you're also committing to God. You trust that God is going to do great things with your gifts. You build a partnership with God alongside your brothers and sisters in Christ. And you express love for the God that loved you unconditionally first. Our commitments here today are from a place of love. Fear, scarcity, worry, feelings of inadequacy, they have no hold here. Only love. Thank you. Thank you for all that you have done and are doing through this church to make a difference in God's world. No gift, talent, or skill is small. Thank you for your commitments here today. And thank you for your service in the year to come as we become a welcoming, vibrant church. Anything you feel called to give or to do shows your love for God. Embrace it. Amen.